Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you for another week closer to spring training, 2025 season, everything else that goes along with it. So Noel and I are going to be talking about the unfortunate passing of Bob Uecker there last week tonight, and the Hall of Fame inductees, some signings of the last week, and by all accounts and all the comments and questions that have been sent to us, the common theme seems to be basically the state of the game, what our thoughts are on the state of the game presently and stuff. So we'll be doing that in the curtain call segment. So great to have you back, as I said at the top. And you know what? We do it for you. We can't do it without you. So that's every one of you out there in the listening world and part of the nation. So including our servicemen and women all around the world. Again, as always and every week, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for doing what you do so we can all do what we do, and that's be able to enjoy the game of baseball at the MLB level, the amateur level, and everything in between, from a player to a parent to a coach to just a fan. So it's thank you just isn't enough, as I say all the time, and it's from the bottom of our heart for sure. So again, hopefully you had a dirty week out there wherever you were. If you're playing right now, you're competing, you're training, you're doing your off season work, you're getting your preparation, you're building your team as coach, whatever it is, you know, hopefully you're just grinding away at it and you're being a dirtbag. You're getting up, you're getting after it, and you're getting dirty each step of the way, because that's what it is. And build that culture, build your characteristics, have the right attitude, the right commitment, the right effort, every practice, every game, every event that you're in, every moment, on the field, off the field, it goes all across the board. You know us well enough by now that exactly right. It's just not an on-field thing. It just doesn't cut it. You got to be a dirtbag through and through, and that means with your parents, with your children, with your friends, your family, colleagues, everything else that goes with it. So we're excited about tonight's show, and as always, and again, we can't thank you enough for being a part of it. And again, it's going to be interesting as we go through each of those things. We got some highlights definitely at this time of year, and we've got some concerns going forward, so we'll talk about it and we'll carry it on. So having said that, settle in, get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here in a second. We're going to kick things off.
Welcome back to College Bowl season. And now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh, yeah, it looks like the mac and cheese bowl with five original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. Five delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because, again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Unavailable in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All aboard! There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together two iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are we kicking it off?
Yeah, obviously, Hall of Fame just came out yesterday. Want to talk about that first. For those that don't know, obviously, three guys get elected in. Ichiro Suzuki, CeCe Sabathia, Billy Wagner on his final ballot finally gets in. Obviously, Billy Wagner, greatest left-handed reliever of all time. Deservingly so, should have been in the Hall of Fame quite a while ago. Had to wait until basically Mariano and Trevor Hoffman got in, but had to wait a heck of a lot longer than I think a lot of people expected. Obviously, top six all-time for saves, highest K per nine for left-handed reliever, highest K per nine per reliever. That's thrown, what, I think a minimum of like 900 innings or something to that extent. Just fantastic stats across the board. Obviously, CeCe Sabathia goes in. I believe he has the highest ERA of all time for a guy in the Hall of Fame, but CeCe's not remembered for his ERA. CeCe's remembered for that 3,577 innings, over 3,000 strikeouts in his career. Arguably the most durable ace of this generation, that's for sure, for people that got to watch him and remember him coming up through Cleveland. Then obviously the run that he had with Milwaukee to help will them into the playoffs when he got traded there in 2008. Then obviously the rest of his career with the New York Yankees. I mean, ends up winning a World Series in year one in a deal that almost didn't get done. But I mean, CeCe Sabathia, obviously the workhorse that the Yankees and, well, all three of those teams that he played for needed. And then obviously Ichiro Suzuki bounced around at the end of his career, but most famously known for his days with the Seattle Mariners. My biggest bugaboo about the whole thing. Now, I know that I said it in last week's episode, and I was kind of joking about it, but the anonymous voters, I've been seeing this a lot recently, and this is something that we'll discuss in this segment of it. The anonymous voters, I get that a lot of people have made their votes public now, but one anonymous voter does not vote for Ichiro Suzuki. In all seriousness, like, who, and I get that it'll never be revealed, and everybody will always question it, but how do you not vote Ichiro Suzuki in?
The Derek Jeter effect.
Like, it's not like he was ever tied to anything. Like, he was never in a million years even remotely questionable for doing anything absurd, cheating, like any sort of scandals, nothing like that. First Japanese player to kind of come over and have career-long success in the major leagues. Obviously, other Japanese players had come kind of around the same time as him, just before him, but never had the same success that he did, at least at this magnitude.
He put those numbers together 27 years old and older, he put those numbers together. There's players that never make that in a whole career.
27 to 45.
You know, but that's it. He put those numbers together in Japan, and then he did it again in the best league in the world. And for all the ones that remember when he came in 2000, you know what? Spring training was awful. And they're like, oh, he's just not going to survive. And then he goes out and wins Rookie of the Year and MVP, leads the league in hitting. And, you know, he just played with them. And then you get the inside from you hear it on MLB Network or whatever and that. And, oh, yeah, the guy could do whatever. He could hit it out if he wanted to. I've heard Lou Piniella say that. He could hit it out anytime he wanted to. But he was so good that he could do whatever he wanted to do. It was just, yeah. I mean, the bottom line is just exact same as the Jeter thing, right? Somebody wants to be that guy. I'm not even going to give it credit. I feel bad for Ichiro, but at the end of the day, he's in the Hall of Fame. Now he's in the Seattle Mariners Hall of Fame. I think I saw today too or whatever.
Yeah, they're retiring his number on August the 9th.
And rightfully so. Rightfully so. Tie it together and stuff like that. CC Sabathia, you hit the nail on the head. Fantastic teammate, horse, a stud, guy you want in your rotation at the end of his career or whatever. And that we know the second last year, what happened and stuff like that. He got it corrected so he could finish on a good note. The Billy Wagner one was awesome. I don't know if you saw it, Nolan. I don't know if you saw it, Dirtbags, but when he got in and that, like the head just went down and just that raw emotion. He let it out.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just not used to seeing it, right? They're always so composed and I mean, they're excited and they share it with their family and friends and loved ones and stuff like that. But he didn't hold back anything, him and the wife, and he just melted.
Well, I mean, it was great. The anticipation going in your last year too, like you got to understand, he was obviously having been close the past couple of years. This year to finally get in, obviously it was his last ballot. Now, I think he obviously would have gotten in with one of the committees, but it's not the same. It's just not the same magnitude as getting in, getting that call from the Hall of Fame on during your 10 years now that are on the ballot. And, I mean, honestly, yeah, like you said, like even during his interview with the MLB Network guys, like you just saw it and he's bawling his eyes out pretty much 5 seconds in. He's saying like during his Hall of Fame speech, they got asking him, well, are you going to be able to basically hold back? And he's like, I'll be amazed if I make it 5 seconds without crying. So, I mean, yeah, what a story.
Absolutely, right? And he gave a quick shout out. I'm not going to remember it all right now, but even just saying what it meant for Division III baseball, college baseball, he came out of Division III. Just being a starter, working into the relief and realizing, you know what? I actually love this role. I love that competition because I didn't have to sit around for four days wondering what to do because that's not my personality. That's not my culture. So I loved it. Give me the ball every single day. So I took it every single day as a reliever. And absolutely he deserves to be there, 100%. And I think that's what was realized at the end of the day. You know, try to find all the chinks you can, but at the end of the day, you just can't. The guy was there. He brought it the same as CeCe and the same as Ichiro and every other member of the Hall of Fame. So he's going in, you know, it's great. It's fantastic. And, you know, we're not going to talk about the guys that didn't make it or whatever and that they didn't. And we all kind of know a variety of the reasons or whatever and that. But, I mean, you can send your comments to us on people that you thought maybe would have got in and didn't. We're happy to talk about that as well. But for those three guys, hats off. Congratulations. You're a Hall of Famer in the baseball world, man, and justifiably so.
Yeah, obviously, we'll jump in with a little bit more MLB news now. Roki Sasaki, the big offseason acquisition, signs with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Surprise, surprise.
I think that is the most earth-shattering move of all time to nobody ever. But, yeah, no, like that one, I mean, obviously everybody kind of said before he even got posted, hey, the Dodgers got a handshake deal. $6.5 million MLB did their investigation, a lot of air quotations around that, same as Shohei Ohtani's investigation last year. Hey, you know what? This guy's going to be a superstar at the major leagues, so we'll give Los Angeles Dodgers a free pass on this one, I think it seemed like. But either way, I'm not going to sit here and knock him because obviously the Dodgers got their guy, gives them a fantastic rotation for next year. I mean, you're looking at it right now. Obviously, the Dodgers got a plethora of starting pitching available. A lot of their guys next year, their young kids, are all pretty much injured for the most part. A lot of shoulders or elbows. So that's the one thing that kind of surprised the heck out of me, was the fact that apparently he was looking for a team with good pitching development. And it's like, realistically, the guys that they've had, like the homegrown guys, you're looking at it over the past few years, and Dustin May injured, Gavin Stone injured, Bobby Miller just sucked last year, but also injured this year. So like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those ones that just, it takes me kind of by surprise based on what you were hearing. But at the same time, obviously it doesn't take you by surprise.
He was going to the team, right? Every person in his situation has a choice. At the end of the day, he made his choice. And whether it was made 2 years ago, 6 months ago, 4 days ago, he made it. To your point, though, on the injuries and what he was looking for in development, I think we're all smart enough that there's no team that can guarantee not getting injured. That's just that's unrealistic. But especially, I go back, and no disrespect to Mark Pryor or whatever and stuff like that, but everybody that's old enough and remember him coming into it, he was the cleanest pitcher coming out of college in the history of the thing. And he broke down almost immediately, it seemed like, because they found out later the mechanics and what he was doing weren't long-term effective. So, again, Mark Pryor doesn't send the pitchers out to get injured. He tries to put them in the best place for success and to be non-injured as possible. But the reality is, you hit the nail on the head. They're right there with every other team as far as overall injuries go. They're right there.
In terms of pitchers, I'd say they're probably top three injury-prone team.
For sure.
For pitchers.
For sure. And again, we're going to talk more about it in the third segment and stuff as we go through the state of the game. But absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, he made the decision. I don't think anybody was too overwhelmed, really, at the end of the day. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here with the next segment.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are we rolling?
Yeah, so we'll talk about just more moves. Obviously, we were talking about Suzuki. Now we'll move on. We'll talk about Anthony Santander. 5-year, $92.5 million. Option for a sixth year at $110. If he opts out, the Jays can void it, basically. Great move by the Toronto Blue Jays. Love this one. Obviously, Santander bringing tons of power. Coming off of 28-33, I believe, 2 years ago, and 44 last year. He's still 30 years old. Tons of power from the switch hitting side. So you know what? If you're getting three, four great to good years out of him, I'm not necessarily saying all-star, but I'm saying at least 25-plus home runs, gives protection to Vladdy for at least this year. Hopefully they can get a Vladdy signing done here before spring training rolls around. Obviously, that's the deadline that he set in place. But you know what? End of the day, five-year, $92.5 million. If that's what it ends up being, I'm perfectly content with that.
Absolutely. You're above league average in the length of that contract. Hey, you've done your job. Right? You've done your job. That's the bottom line. What I'm laughing about that one, Nolan and Dirtbags, is the fact that you lose Roki Suzuki, the Jays is what I'm talking about, and everybody else that you've heard over the last 2 years. And, you know, Jays got to sign one of these guys. Jays got to sign one of these guys if they want to hope for anything in that. Then all of a sudden they sign the guy, and now today everything's bad. Oh, what were the Jays doing? I think, what a mistake. What a mistake. And not necessarily on the Santander, but for the money. I'm like, really? $100 million versus $700 million?
Yeah.
Or versus $200 million or $150 million? Come on.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I was going to say the only thing that Soto is significantly better at is basically his eye. Like at the end of the day, you know what? His eye plays into his contact and his power, but I'm still looking at it. Santander dropped more bombs last year in my opinion, in a tougher part to hit, especially since he is a switch hitter, having to go right-handed at the Orioles Stadium there. I'm drawing a blank on what it's called. Camden Yard. Sorry. Yeah, thank you. But yeah, no, like I'm looking at it, right? The guy's got tons of pop, man. And Toronto's been a hitter-friendly park for the most part. Obviously, the past couple years since they made the adjustments in the stadium, it hasn't played as friendly as it was beforehand. But still, it's a friendly enough park that he's got the easy launch that you know what, he could legitimately challenge 45 home runs again next year.
Well, and that's the thing. I'm not even talking about the comparison just against Soto or whatever. It's just in general, right? Are those guys hating on the Jays now because all of a sudden he didn't go to New York or Boston or maybe even stay in Baltimore? I doubt Baltimore or whatever and that. But now all of a sudden, oh, well, maybe the Blue Jays got a bit of traction now. We thought we had them down on the mat. All of a sudden, Ross is breathing. He's seeing daylight. And now, of course, you come out today and you got maybe Alonso or Jerickson Profar and Max Scherzer. I'm not sold on Max Scherzer myself or whatever and that, but Profar and Alonso, I'm sold on if Atkins can roll one of them in.
Oh, 100%. That's it. You know what? End of the day, Jerickson Profar plays multiple positions. I don't know what his contract's going to look like. It'll probably end up being about a 2-year 35 maybe. When it's all said and done, but a guy that can play all over the field, obviously past couple years with San Diego played left field primarily, but you know what, he's got versatility. And then you know what, if you can back that with Alonso, you got a good problem to have on your hand, because all of a sudden now you have a DH log jam or a first base log jam, depending on what they do with Vladdy. But you know what, that's your insurance. If you sign Pete Alonso, I can DH him or I can play him first base for a year. And then, you know what, if Vladdy moves on or if we trade Vladdy, you know what, we're still in a perfectly fine situation because we got our first baseman.
And even if you sign him, that's good because we've come a long ways in understanding the game and the importance. If you can go ahead and DH and all you have to do is hit, yes, you're still on your feet that day. It's not a complete rest day. But I would sooner have one of those guys as DH to save their body over the length of the whole season than having your bottom line guys.
Oh, 100%.
Right? If you're going to have 100%. A DH, have a DH. And now you've 100%. Got options. So absolutely. I mean, you go out there and you get Alonso. Boy, I'll tell you what. I have no problem with that. And I've said it right from the very beginning. Santander and Alonso were my Toronto Blue Jays picks.
You might actually have three guys challenging for 40 home runs this season. Because that's out 100%. Of protection 100% on all three of those guys.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. You're now competing internally. because you're just having fun competing. You're going, let's go get at this. And you got that banter in the clubhouse. You got that rivalry. I mean, you know, even Bo Bichette, he comes back. Don't forget, he had a broken finger, fractured finger. He didn't do that. I mean, it's just part of the game. And then the calf issue. Now, legs are always, they're always delicate issues. There's no question. Nobody likes having leg injuries because you never know when they're going to flare up and act up and stuff like that. But they got a depth of infielders to spell them off with that as well if they need to. Bo Bichette we're talking about right now. And he's going to have a bounce back year. Don't forget, 2022 and 2023, he led the league in hits.
Yeah. No, that's it. He's a 280-plus career 290, hitter.
292, I think it is right now.
Okay, so there you go, yeah. I mean, you bought him two, and you got Vlad three, Alonso four, Santander five, or however you want to construct that lineup. That is a bugger of a three, four, five.
That's all like, of a that sudden competing deep. In the East.
Oh, that's it.
And like that's we said, it. Right, with the way the Dodgers have gone or whatever about this season or whatever, now you got to love it because it's all in the National League. So if you're an American League team, why are you not lining up? I just got to beat the rest of the American League to get to the World Series. I mean, again, nothing really, really changes, but that's a lot more environmentally friendly over the length of a season.
Oh, yeah.
Because the AL teams aren't, just like the rest of the NL teams, they're not lining up to do more signings.
Well, I was going to say, you saw with the Mets, once the Mets signed Soto, then all of a sudden it was like, all right, well, we're not really actively signing Pete Alonso.
No.
And somehow let him get to this point. And then the Dodgers took full advantage of Steve Cohen and those guys kind of, all right, once we got Soto, then it's basically all quiet for the rest of the NL outside the Arizona Diamondbacks who have made a couple of good moves. But yeah, for the most part, it's like, all right, it's the Dodgers, the Mets got Soto, but the Mets still have tons of issues.
For
like,
sure.
The Mets not re-signing Pete Alonso all of a sudden. Now I'm relying on Mark Vientos to do one or the other. Obviously, I think he's going to be the first baseman. That's kind of what they've talked about. But now that creates a logjam, creates a huge hole at third base. And you're like, okay.
Because Brett Beatty hasn't come along yet.
Well, that's it. Like, how do they address that? I don't know. Obviously, it doesn't sound like they're going out there and signing an Alex Bregman, but I know that Nolan Arenado has said that he'd be willing to waive his no trade. Now, I don't know what the Mets actually have for a great farm system pieces,
but they've got a pretty good farm system, too, or whatever, that they could make that trade. And I think that's what'll happen. I think if the Jays go ahead and sign Vladdy, they get that deal done, they're either going to have to bring back the polar bear on some kind of an agreement. And you're already kind of disgruntled with the way the whole season went. I don't care what you say, because again, a human being. Or, exactly right, if they lose Alonso, then you're going to see them trade. I would think they're going to trade with the Cardinals. Because exactly right, there's still holes in that field. They just haven't done enough. And they got pitching needs as well. So again, now like we've said off air, hey, don't forget Helsley.
Oh, that's it. No, if I
you
could,
know what?
If
John Mozeliak, hey, if I can take, I'm willing to go ahead and trade with you for Arenado, but I want Helsley in on that deal too.
Well, and you figure out a way how to get Eric Fetty as well.
Well,
or bring back Steven Matz. Obviously, Steve Cohen, I don't know if Steve Cohen's a fan of Steve Matz, honestly. But either way, you figure out a package how to get the three of them, and it's like, all right, I get my number four or five starter. I get my legitimate back end, eighth inning, ninth. Well, yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what they would do between Edwin Diaz and Ryan Helsley. I guess you'd have to give the closer role to Diaz just because he's been their guy.
Yeah.
And then you kind of let Helsley be the eighth inning guy. But yeah, I mean, either way, you let them battle it out and you got a fantastic 8-9. That's the best 8-9 in baseball.
100%.
But yeah, no, like, and then Arenado obviously slides in beside Frankie Lindor, and I don't think there's a ground ball that gets through the left side.
No. No, you got to, and that's it. That's David Stern's job, to be in constant conversation with Cohen and saying, look, like we got to have a bit of a speed up back plan on this, because if the Jays do sign Greer, and that's what it's looking like, they're just looking like they're waiting for him all off season to go through the season and either trade for him before the season. So that's going to be, like we've talked about many times, a competition with the Boston Red Sox. And probably the Yankees, if they start hearing it, if Vladdy was officially to be traded or offered.
Yeah.
So now you got a whole different can of worms. So I'm surprised by the hesitancy on the polar bear. He's been nothing but class.
Oh, that's it.
Done his job for that team.
230 career home runs at this point
in
time.
That's one of those, I think, bad business moves. right? With your local hero.
Oh yeah. No, he was adamant about trying to go back to the Mets. He's always had a good tenure with the Mets. He loved it there. Thought the world of the Mets organization. You know what? End of the day, man. Yeah, no, that's a slap in the face to a lot of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, again, you circle back around to Scott Boras with the, you know, Bregman and Alonso or whatever, and it's, again, another season that you're seeing it come right down to the pipeline, right? Like, right down to the deadline. And
it's the worst nightmare for Scott Boras and MLB
absolutely
fans.
I think they're still kicking the tires to make it sound like the Tigers are in, but the Tigers aren't budging or whatever and that. So Bregman at the end of the day could end up being back with the Astros. I think
that ship sailed.
I think it's sailed, but you know, I mean, push comes to shove at the end of the day, let's circle back.
Yeah, they'd figure out a way how to get him back anyways. Like, it wouldn't take much, but
you lost Tucker, but you got Christian Walker,
Isaac Paredes.
You pretty good team still down in Houston.
Yeah.
A player here and there. Like, as we've talked many times, it's opened up the AL West with the way they've been doing business this year, the Astros, which is great. And the Rangers have gotten better, but they still have a couple pieces left, too, that they need to do. Again, because of the TV contracts and that, by all reports, the TV contracts, everybody's still a little bit hesitant on how much they can spend there as well. So it's, I don't know, it's going to be interesting to see as the, well, what do we have? About 3 weeks before it breaks, spring training. And obviously we have spring training too, but like we've talked about many times and all you fans know it out there as well. Players are different than pitchers, but still, all of a sudden you wait and you wait and you wait, and then all of a sudden the guy's got to get forced up, especially if he goes to a new team, right? It's not just baseball. It's getting to know that new team, and all of a sudden, last minute, you're just shuttled in. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break with the curtain call segment. It'll be on Bob Uecker and the state of the game.
Milo's Rewards Week is coming, and it's kind of a big deal. Members, get ready for 7 days of up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Save on the top brands in bath, tools, paint, and more. Our biggest member deals are on January 30th through February 5th. So if you're not a loyalty member, now's the time to join for free. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Now take an extra 15% off Flex at Kohl's. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. 15% off valid through January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, go ahead, my man.
Yeah, so obviously everybody in the baseball world learned about the passing of Bob Uecker at the age of 90 years old. Let's be honest, anybody that is familiar with the sport of baseball knows who Bob Uecker is, whether it was listening to him doing Milwaukee Brewers games for the past 50-plus years, or his Bud Light commercials. It's funny because I'm a Cardinals fan and I don't remember him ever playing for the Cardinals. Obviously, never got to see him play 60 years ago. Wasn't born then. But either way, no, it's sad passing. Obviously, his role in Major League is kind of what I think a lot of people remember him by the most. I'd say so. He was in all three Major Leagues. Did a fantastic job. It's funny, even Alex Rodriguez, when he said his passing for Bob Uecker, said Cleveland fans will always remember Bob Uecker, and didn't give a shout out to the city of Milwaukee or anything like that, which I don't know if it was intentional, if it was just a slip up, or if he was kind of making light of the situation as best as he could. But yeah, no, I laughed about that one. But yeah, no, I mean, Bob Uecker, what can you say? 90 years old, unfortunately. Past couple years, he'd been dealing with some more severe health problems. Over the past 10 years, basically, he'd been dealing with some stuff. But you know what? One of those voices that's iconic in baseball, the same way that Vin Scully was for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Well, and that's it. You talk about Major League, and it was funny watching last week when the passing was aired, and just some of the things that, again, just a little bit outside. And you're right. I use that when I'm coaching all the time. Oh, it comes up all the time. Like, he created phrases that are still used all throughout baseball, and that's awesome. That is beyond awesome, and we all know that, Dirtbag. So, you know, that's just one thing. 100 times or whatever it was on Johnny Carson's show, for anybody of listening that's of that generation that might have got to see him in that, and they said Johnny, that was his favorite guest, him and Don Rickelson, but it was his favorite guest because Uecker was just always honest. It was who it was. Doc Severinsen, his band leader with the Tonight Show for Johnny Carson, said, when you could get Johnny Carson to fall, buckle over under the desk, you got him. And he said every time Bob Uecker was on, he got him to do it every time because he just didn't know. So it just goes on and on. I mean, we could talk till the end of the earth about guys like him. And so at the end of the day, condolences to the family, the Milwaukee Brewers. But what a legacy you've left us with, Bob, and what a awesome guy to have grown up with and been a part of. That's what it's all about. So again, condolences, and hey, we know what the Milwaukee Brewers will be wearing on their arm sleeves this year for sure. So anyways, Nolan, state of the game. Dirtbags, I think players included and fans have certainly taken attention in this last off season, the last two off seasons. If you're a Dodgers fan, you're loving life. There's no question about it. You're loving life. We've talked about this endless, Nolan, Braden, myself, and there's so many layers to this. It's unbelievable. So we could talk about this probably as a full-time show until the collective bargaining agreement in 2026, because it's just, I'll start off with the Dodgers. So I don't know if Friedman and the Dodgers are so far down the rabbit hole now on doing this that they looked at each other and said, okay, our starting roster and starting five pitchers, let's say, could win a World Series, like you hope most teams across Major League Baseball go into spring training thinking. I don't know if they're so far down the rabbit hole that they're like, oh my God, now the pressure, that was unbelievable, the pressure that was on us last year to win this World Series. We got to get more. Because now they basically have backup high-end MLB players that are on the bench. Their farm system, like we talked about last week, I don't want to be a Dodger in the farm system because there's zero chance of me ever playing for them. And so if I'm the other teams, sure, I'd love to have their players, but I'd almost say, I'm not trading with you. Or like you said, Nolan, I'm giving you my number 30 prospect for your number one prospect because
you've put yourself into this position.
Yeah. So for the Dodgers, that's one. So again, if you're a Dodgers fan, they're just doing what they're allowed to do under the CBA. But obviously it's opened all our eyes to say deferred payments just don't work for the mass majority of MLB teams. One or two on a team, deferred payments, you can kind of live with. But so where's Rob Manfred? Obviously, Tony Clark, you're loving life on the surface, but you got to be thinking, geez, I'm going to be getting calls from all the rest of the players. Because again, this year, how many free agents aren't going to sign and they're going to be out of baseball? We don't see them. We don't hear about them hardly, but they're just gone because nobody, I'm not paying you.
Well, let's put it this way, right? You got 14 other National League teams. Right now, I'm not signing a guy. I'm being completely honest with you. I am not signing a guy if I'm a National League team, unless it's well, heck, I don't even know. Like I'm bottom feeder free agent that's left, basically, is what I'm trying to get at. Like, I'm not wasting $25 million on just signing Pete Alonso if I haven't done anything else this offseason.
No, like, so why not bring up your AAA guy that's right there?
No, exactly. That's it. That's it. I'd rather give my guys a chance. You know what? If the AL wants to freely spend, obviously not to the extent the Los Angeles Dodgers have done, but if they kind of want to spend, like they're talking about the Jays trying to go out there and get, like you said, a Jerkson Profar and a Pete Alonso, okay, you know what? I'm adding on, let's say between the three of them, $65-70 million. There's a little bit of deferred money in Santander, so I don't know. I didn't read the actual specifics of the contract, but it sounded like it was only like $14 million a year, and then whatever the deferred money basically worked out to. But so, anyways, to get back to it, like, don't get me wrong, like you said, the Dodgers well within reason to do what they're doing. Anybody that wants to sit here and say otherwise, I'm sorry, it is the current state of baseball. Now, that being said, if I'm the other 29 owners looking at that, the Dodgers' payroll this season alone, after they officially signed Kirby Yates, will be over $380 million. In deferred money, they're going to be almost at $1.5 billion. Like, no team, and keep that in mind, the $380 million after the CBT and everything like that, you're looking at close to $500 million this season alone for the Los Angeles Dodgers. I get that they're a global team. I get that they have their own TV deal and everything like that. So they can theoretically work this stuff out and more than likely still make a profit off it. There's not another team in baseball that could spend $500 million in a season.
So that leads me to Rob Manfred. So you're the commissioner. You're responsible for all owners, all of baseball in a sense, but all the owners. So I have to assume he's getting inundated with phone calls. What's going on? So here's what I look at. He made the public announcement that 2028 was looking at his last year. He was
26, like after the CBA expired.
I thought he was 28 after the Olympics and stuff like that. But irrespective of that, the way it's trending right now, I don't care what anybody says. This is our thoughts. And you can send in your comments and whatever you want to us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook or Instagram. We'd love to see you and hear your thoughts about it. But here's my thing. CBA ends December 1st, December 2nd of 2026. 2027 right now, people are kind of just joking about it.
Oh, there's not
a season. It could be a complete lost season. Now, again, part of that future, we've said it from every strike. You need a floor. You need a floor in baseball. The bottom teams that aren't spending enough, absolutely. That's not good for the game. But you need a hard ceiling. A hard ceiling. If it's not a hard salary cap, it has to be a really crucial ramifications for going over it. Like really, really crucial. Way more crucial than now. Or you can only have two deferred payments or something like that. I don't know what it looks like, but 2027 scares me. Because there might not be baseball at all until it gets fixed.
I genuinely don't think there's going to be a season. I think there's too many owners that would be looking at what the Los Angeles Dodgers have done this year. Like I said, it's well within their right to do it based on the current CBA. I can't knock the Dodgers for using the system perfectly to their advantage.
Yep.
But at the same time, I'm looking at it. $1.5 billion in deferred money, that means the ownership cannot sell that team, basically. Like unless someone's some terrible business person's willing to just come in there and eat that money at the end of the day. But what I'm trying to get at here, like if I'm the other 29 owners, I'm looking at it and just saying this is just terrible for the sport. Like I can't, you saw what happened last year, and obviously I'm a Cardinals fan. You saw what happened with them. Last year was the first time since 2006, since Busch Stadium 3 has been open, that they didn't top $3 million in attendance, or sorry, 3 million people in attendance, right, for their home games. You saw it at the end of the year where people just stopped showing up to the games. They're reporting it to be like 29, 28,000, and you're sitting there looking, you're like, maybe turnstile people, I think there was probably 10 to 12,000 people showing up to those games because they knew that the Cardinals weren't going to be a competitive team, right? Like, obviously, the Miami Marlins, they're, what, 10,000 fans, let's say, on average a game. Tampa Bay Rays, they're no better. Now Sacramento Athletics, obviously, I think it's, what, a 10,000-seat stadium. They did sell out for every home game this year, so congratulations, you're getting 810,000 people. By my math, but yeah, no, like I'm looking at it right, and it's just not a good state right now.
Well, I look at the New York Yankees. They built new Yankee Stadium. They had prices that were just too much for the everyday fan, and that's why they've got empty seats. They just went overboard. I guarantee you that's why they didn't go higher, and they love the fact that they didn't get Juan Soto at that price. Not that they didn't get Juan Soto, but at that price. They were like, this is insanity. We can't do it. Even though we're the Yankees and that, we're not doing that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's easy to sit there and say, and you're hearing it all across every sports podcast, TV show, whatever it is, you know, oh, the lower teams got to spend more. Yes, that is true. But you have to realize that with spending more, your tickets are going to go up in cost.
Yep.
So we're making 50 to 100,000, let's say, 50,000 to 100,000 as everyday working people. You're not making 15 million plus like players are.
Yeah.
So you can say it all you want to say it, but at some point as owners, you got to look at it and say, my geographic region won't pay for that. And that's just a reality of it. It's not just TV rights. And TV rights are going to go down because if you got empty stands, that's not good for TV.
Nope.
They're not liking that either. So yeah, I think it's just, unfortunately, the state of the game. I guess enjoy 2025 as much as you can, 2026 as much as you can, because we got the World Baseball Classic as well. After that, I don't know what it's going to look like. I really don't.
I think heads are rolling, quite simply put. Like, Manfred gone, Tony Clark gone.
Yeah, because I'm calling Tony Clark saying, what's going on? And I realized Tony goes, you know, well, geez, people can sign wherever they want. They can defer payments or whatever they want. What do you want me to do? Yeah, I know you can't do anything, Tony, but you can pick up a phone and say, guys, we got to stop this. We got to have a meeting. We got to have a meeting. And somehow we got to slow this down because you guys are still getting paid, but you're not going to get the respect of winning World Series if you do win the World Series the way you would normally. And maybe that doesn't matter a hill of beans to anybody. I don't know. But on the other side, we're losing quality free agents, baseball players every year because of this. Well, it's the owners. No, we're all in this together. We're all in this together. So if I'm making $5 million a year, I'm doing well. And I'm not saying you got to go back down to $5 million a year or whatever for players, but there's got to be something going on because the other teams, they've dug in their heels, obviously, and said enough's enough. We're not going with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's six teams that haven't signed a free agent yet this season. Or this offseason. Like, that's well noted. There's never been six teams that have not signed a free agent this deep into offseason. Like, we're, like you said, 3 weeks out on spring training while pitchers and catchers reporting. Like, time's ticking, man. You still got quality out there. But anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here with our final thoughts.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought for today is the lucky 11-year-old kid from, what is it, Los Angeles? I guess he's from Los Angeles, that pulled the Paul Skeens 101. Obviously, I don't see how he can go to every home game in Pittsburgh. But you know what? That's a heck of a pull, kid. And if I'm that kid, man, and if I'm that kid's parents, I obviously don't know financially what their situation. I don't know the kid's name. I don't know any details about him. All I'm looking at is this kid's from Los Angeles, so I got to figure he's got a little bit of bucks somewhere in the family. Dude, you put that into a security safe, and you keep a hold of that card for as long as humanly possible. Because based on the season that we just saw from Paul Skeens, you might have a $10 million card in your hands.
Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that he's 11 years old and that. Obviously, a card collector is what the reports are and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, a kid getting it, that's completely the opposite of what Nolan and I were just talking about. That's what baseball, pro sports should be all about. Yes, you want your team to win. Absolutely, no matter what the sport is. But at the end of the day, we're all in this together. And that leads me to my final thought is fans, dirtbags, we all have a voice. We all have a voice. Go out there and use it. Start now on this. Don't wait until the end of 2026. Start. You have the right to share that. Hey, you know what? I'm a baseball fan. I love it as a player, a parent, a coach, whatever it is. So go out there and cause some disruption. No question about it. I'm not talking about physical things, but make your thoughts clear and say, you know what? As a baseball fan, let's get this corrected. Because if not, when anybody that wasn't around in 1994 when they had the last strike doesn't realize how impactful it is. And these players weren't even alive, most of them, to know that.
Bring back the and steroids.
So, exactly right. They had no choice but to bring back the juice and stuff like that because they figured out everybody wants the long ball. Everybody wants the bombs. So McGuire and Sosa provided that. Then Bonds and then Clemens and so on and so forth. But that's what got fans back. You can ask that generation, my generation. And that's it. That's the reality of it. So get out there and get your voice going, dirtbags, and let them know. Unfortunately, though, that is the end of the show. We could talk forever and ever, but it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.